Father, we worship you. Ancient of days, we exalt your holy name. We bow down before you because you are our maker. Father, you are the beginning, you are the end, you are the Alpha and the Omega of our life. And so, Father, this morning we bow before you. Father, we say, blessed be thy name, King of glory, in Jesus' name. Almighty and ever-living God, we come before your throne of grace. The Bible says that everything that you have given unto us, they are from above. We thank you because you are our strength, our glory. You are the Lord, our provider. You are the Lord, our maker. You are the one that perfected us, Father, from birth. And so, Father, you said from our mother's womb, you knew us. And, Father, you perfected everything concerning us. And this, our God, this day, we come before your throne of grace, O Lord. Father, we say, accept our thanks offering in Jesus' name. Lord, in whatever way we are falling short of your glory, we ask for mercy, we ask for cleansing, we ask for the blood of Jesus to cause total cleansing for us, Lord, and Father, to make us worthy before your throne of grace this day in Jesus' name. Our God and our Father, as you go into your word, the Bible says that the entrance of your word giveth light and understanding unto the simple-hearted. We pray that your word, O Father, this day will shine light onto our path. Your word will move us closer to you. Your word will draw us to your place of glory. Your word, O Father, will elevate us, O Father, spiritually to the realm that you want us to be. And your word, O Father, will have its way in our life, both to will and to do of your good pleasure in the name of Jesus. Our God and our Father, we pray, O Lord, that your Holy Spirit will minister unto us, both the speaker and the hearer. Father, you speak unto us, O Lord. You may minister in powerful of your through the power of your word unto us. And Father, Lord, you will cause your word, O Father, to shine its light in our paths, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that the word, O Father, is sharper than two-edged sword, writing, dividing the bones and marrow, even bringing forth that which you have sent it to do. Your word will not go without doing that which you have sent it to do this morning. And by the power of your word, O Father, you cause our light to shine forth in the darkness of this world in the name of Jesus. We bless and we worship you. Ancient of days, we acknowledge you. Father, we acknowledge you as our God and as our maker. And beside you, there is nothing that we can be. In Jesus' name we prayed. Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! We bless the name of the Lord this morning. We exalt his holy name because only him is to be glorified. We worship him because he's our God, he's our maker, he's a King of kings, he's the Lord of lords over our life. We worship him for everything he is. In fact, these days, I begin to appreciate God the more because anytime I look at the situation around, the Holy Spirit will say, just give thanks. And I will say, Father, I thank you. I thank you because I have every reason to thank you. I'm not buying the air I'm breathing in. I'm not in the hospital and they will say 200,000 is not enough. And you have given me all the privileges of life. It is true the petrol may be expensive, food may be expensive, but I give you all the glory because in every situation, the Bible says, give thanks. Yoruba sọ wípé Ọlọ́run ò kí Ọlọ́run ò kí ṣe nǹkan tí ẹ kó má fi àyè ọpẹ sílẹ̀. En to ba mọ nuro, a mọ pẹ dun. And I want to appreciate their father in the Lord for giving me this privilege, the pastorate. Thank you, sir. God bless you, sir. I give God all the glory for your life. And I pray that the hand of God will continue to take you to greater heights in Jesus' name. I greet everybody in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I want to say that our God is a gracious God. Our God is ever-abounding God. And so this morning, as I was praying, I've been praying about the topic that God wants me to speak on. Initially, I want to look at the situation, but Holy Spirit says no. Because when the hand of God is upon you, God does not move by what we see, but God is moved by his word. And as he manifests his word in our life, his word will continue to be established in us in Jesus' name. We'll be looking at advancing in God's glory. Advancing in God's glory. When we talk about advancing, I would first of all look at 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 6. And Samuel said unto the people, it is the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron, and that brought your fathers up out of the land of Egypt. It is who? It is the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron that brought your fathers up out of the land. When we look at the word advancing, advancing means to keep on moving. To keep on moving forward in a purposeful way, not just moving. One can move and may not move in a purposeful way. But when we move and move in a purposeful way, that means you're advancing. Causing something to make progress. If you're a student and you move from part one to part two to part three to part four, and then you finish, you go for your NYC. After your NYC, you decide to work, or maybe you go for your postgraduate. You are advancing. But to cause something to make progress, and to make progress at the level with which it's supposed to make progress. Somebody can be advancing and may not be advancing well. There are students who spend 10 years in doing 4-year course. They are also advancing, but at what rate? There are some within that 10 years that somebody is doing his or her course, another person has finished postgraduate. Yes or no? So the level of advancing quite different. There was a time one of my students had problem with his academics that he had to spend 8 years in doing 4-year course. 8 years leads to 10 before his result could be approved. It entered into the 10th year. And by that period, another colleague had finished a degree. After finishing that degree, enrolled for medicine. And he was graduating at the same time he was graduating. The two of them, haven't they advanced? They both advanced, but in different ways. So when we advance, we can advance in different ways. In your work, in your business can be advancing. But the Bible tells us that it is God that causes the advancement in the life of Moses and in the life of Aaron. It is the advancement, there is an advancement by man, but there is one by God. The Bible says that except the Lord builds a house, they that build labors in vain. I pray that I will not labor in vain in Jesus' name. And except the Lord watches over the city, they that watches in vain. And then let's look at what is called the Lord's glory. What is the glory that we are talking about? What is glory initially? When we talk about glory, we are talking about radiance. We are talking of something that has splendor. We are talking about something that causes brightness. When you enter into a place and you see the light that shines, then it is glorious. You enter some petrol station, you see the type of bulb they put there. You cannot but see everything that is around there, even in the night. Then you know that there is brightness. That light is glorious. But when we talk about glory of God, the glory of God is the honor. What makes God to be who God is? The honor won by notable achievement is glory. But the glory of God is mighty. The glory of God is the majesty of God. The glory of God is the beauty and magnificence that totally make who God is to be. That is the Alpha and the Omega. The power of God, the embodiment of God is omnipresence, omnipotent, omniscient. The glory of God are the things that we see around. The glory of God are the mighty acts of God that man cannot behold, that man cannot comprehend. Glory in the normal terms could also mean honor won by notable or great beauty. We see people of winning different laureate noble people who have won Nobel prizes, people who have won one thing or the other. People, even in games, we see people have brought great honor to nations. like we have in Nigeria, people have brought great honor, not only to themselves, but also to nations. And then we'll talk about the glory that surrounds it. But when we're talking about the glory of God is the quality that God possesses that depicts God to be who God is. And our God is glorious in all ways, in all ramification. Our God is glorious. Our God is mighty. Our God is beautiful. God wants us to partake of his glory. Though our God is glorious, but he wants you and I to partake of that glory which he has given unto us, which he has shared with his son, Jesus Christ. Let's quickly look at Romans chapter 9, verse 23. Romans chapter 9, verse 23 tells us that Romans 9:23. It says, "For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh." I'm sorry. 9:23. "And that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he has afore prepared unto glory." That God might make known the riches of his glory. To who? To you and to me. God wants to show us his glory in all things that he has given unto us. God wants to show forth his glory in his power and in his splendor. God's glory shine forth, and the glory of God is everlasting. God's glory is the things are the things that make man to be what they are. When the glory of God shines forth in somebody's life, you will be different from what you are. "That he might make known is the glory of the riches of his glory on the vessel of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto his glory." So the Israelites, God showed forth his glory in the life of the Israelites. Not because the Israelites are powerful, not because the Israelites are many, not because the Israelites they carry anything, but because God just decided to choose them. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 7 to 8, "They were not the largest nation, yet God showed forth his glory in their life." The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. Please, I want somebody to help me quickly. "The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you are more in number than any people. For you were the fewest of all the people." They were what? The fewest of all the people. Deuteronomy 9:6, please. "They were not the most righteous neither." God did not choose them because they were the most righteous, but because God decided to love them. God decided to choose them. God decided to show forth his glory in their life. God made them what they are. And because God had a covenant with somebody, with their forefathers, God transferred the glory that he has put on the forefathers in their lineage and upon his descendants. I pray that the glory of God will show in your life in Jesus' name. Brethren, I pray that God will choose you, not because of who you are, not because you are the daughter of any man, but because God just decided to choose you for who you are, because of his love and his passion, because of his grace, and because of his mercy. He will choose his glory to shine forth in your life in Jesus' name. God has the ultimate power over everything. He has the ultimate power over you. He has the ultimate power over kings. He has the ultimate power over children. He has all the ultimate power over the living things and non-living things. And he can choose to do as he wishes, as he's like. He chooses to share the glory of his riches, he shared the riches of his glory with us. And it is not by we asking him to do it. And I pray that as God does that for us, he will continue to manifest his glory in our life in Jesus' name. Let's quickly look at the attributes of God's glory. When we talk about the glory of God that we want to share, What are the things that are entailed in the glory of God? The glory of his power. The attributes of God's glory, number one, is the glory of God's power. In Psalm 19, verse 1, Psalm 19, verse 1 talks about the heavens declaring the glory of God. The heavens declares the glory of God. The firmament show forth his handiwork. The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament show forth that these are the things that God has made. Brethren, if you go out in the night, you will see all kinds of things. If you look into the sky, you will see the stars. Who makes them? You will see the heavens. You will see in the evening, when you go out in the evening, sometimes when you see the sunset, you see how glorious it is. You see how marvelous it is. If you go into the if you go out in the morning and you see nature, you see the green leaves, you see the sun, you see everything, you see the sky, they are all beautiful. There's a song that says, all things bright and beautiful, God made them all. All things wise and wonderful. He created them by his power. He created them for his glory. He created them so that they might declare the mighty works of God. They might declare the handiworks of God. They might declare the enablement of God. They might declare who God is. And not only that, God also created you. God created you and I so that we can be the handiworks of God to declare the great and mighty works of God. And I pray that God will do that in your life in Jesus' name. And David said in Psalm 8 verse 3, Psalm 8 verse 3, David contemplated the works of God's finger. He looked at what God has done. He said, when I consider the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moons, the stars, which you have ordained. Who ordained them? It is God. The moons are ordained by God. The stars, the sun, everything that God has made, God ordained them and he made them to be. He said, I consider them. The universe is great exhibition of God's glory. It is a great exhibition of his wisdom, of his power, of his mightiness. Number two is the glory of his presence. The glory of God's presence. Exodus chapter 40, verse 32, talks about the presence of God following the children of Israel. When they were leaving, God did not just leave them. God was always with them, and God was always following them. When they went into the tent of the congregation, and when they came near unto the altar, they washed as the Lord commanded Moses. Next line, please. Next verse. And he reared up the courts round about the tabernacle and the altar and set up the hanging of the court gate so that Moses could finish the work. If you go down, it talks about the cloud covering the tent. The cloud covering the tent. And the cloud did not, the cloud covering the tent and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. The cloud of God covering the tent and the glory of God filled the tabernacle. That the people know that God was always with them. They knew that God was always following them. And I pray that in your life, as you move on, that the glory of God will continue to fill you in Jesus' name. In verse 34, it said, then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And when the cloud was taken off from over the tabernacle, the children of the Lord went forward, the children of Israel went forward in all their journeys. Brethren, you cannot go forward in journey of life without having the presence of God with you, because the presence of God will speak volume. When people see the glory of the Lord in your life, it is not you, but it is God that is doing it. Because by the time people begin to see the wonders and the things that God will do in your life, they will say, this is not the power of men, but the power of God. And the next one is the glory of his perfections. The glory of the perfection of God. God perfected everything that he has made. The Bible says all of us have sinned. In Romans chapter 3, verse 23. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And we all left the glory that God gave us because of our sin, because of our nature, But the Bible tells us that God perfected us. He brought us back our glory. He brought back those things that he has given unto us through our Lord Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 3, verse 21 to 26, talks about Jesus Christ given laying down his life for us and God bringing us back unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is why John said in John chapter 15, verses 1 forward, he said Jesus Christ was telling them, say, he is the branch, that we are the branches and that it is a vine. John chapter, he said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth no fruit, he taketh away. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth. But where I'm going to is verse 4. He said, abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. That is, if we do not abide in Christ Jesus, the perfection cannot be made perfect through us. And I pray that God will help us to be able to make that perfection to come to being. Isaiah saw the glory of God in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. He said, he saw the Lord seated on the throne, and the angels cried, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of God, or is the Lord of heaven. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. And he said, God has given us the nature in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16, that he has called us to be holy because holiness is part of the glory of God. Holiness is the nature of God. And for us to be part of that glory, then we too must come forth to be the holy, to be holy person, to live a life of holiness, according to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. Also, we have the glory of his preeminence. The glory of his preeminence. The Bible says in Psalm 145, verse 10 to 13, that all the works of God praise the Lord. They speak of God's glory because our God is the preeminent God, is everything in us, is everything that we have. And then number 5, he talks about the glory of his praise, the glory of God's praise. In Psalm 138, verse 4 and 5, Psalm 29, verses 1 and 2, talks about us giving praise unto the Lord. Because in heaven, they all give praise. The angels give praise. In the book of Revelation, we talk about the 24 elders bowing down every day and say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Glory to our Most High God. And the Bible says that when Isaiah said, he said, I saw myself, that he could not even fit in. Because when he saw the glory of God was so much that the glory of God covered everything. I pray that the glory of God will be greater in our life in Jesus' name. Then number 6 is the glory of his provision. The glory of God's provision. In Genesis chapter 14, verses 18 to 24, God told Abraham that he was going to make him father of many nations. He was going to bless him beyond anything. God provides for all of us, all his children. God has the glory of his provision embedded in your life, embedded in my life, embedded in the things that he has made. God provided even the land. God provided there for them. The birds of the air, but God provided there for them. He said, I am the Lord. That is my name in Isaiah 42, verse 8. And also in Philippians chapter 14, verses 19 to 20, talks about God in provision of God in all ramification. Brethren, there is nothing, even in the midst of what is going on now, the only thing you can trust on is to trust in the glory of God's provision. Because it is only those that trust him, the only those that live by faith, live by the power of God, that live by the sustenance of God, that can survive this moment. And I pray that you and I will survive the moment in Jesus' name. I pray that you survive the moment in Jesus' name. Then let us look at what are the principles of achieving or realizing God's glory. What are the things we need to do to be able to realize God's glory? Number 1 is our connectivity with God. Have our relationship with God. Our encountering with God. What encounter do you have with God? What connection do you have with God? Jesus Christ, he was telling us, John was telling us in John chapter 15, verse 4, he said, except you abide in me, you cannot do anything. If you do not have any relationship with God, number 1, you cannot have anything from him. Intimacy and your encountering with God your testimony, your experience in God will go a long way to prove the mightiness of God in your life. In your relationship with God is very, very important. Your relationship with God is very, very important because there is no way, if you are not inside the tabernacle, you'll be outside the tabernacle. We talk about God's glory following the Israelites all the time. Because as many that are inside the tabernacle, they have the cover of the glory. But for those who are outside the tabernacle, they cannot have the cover of the glory. And you know, the cheeks that stray away from the mother, from the cover of the mother, will just be, what will take it? The hawk will carry it. Asha emagbeni. But when the mother, the one that stays around the mother, that goes under the mother is there to protect them. And there's a Yoruba that says, "Opati omo ba shi ni ye finbe." If you don't come to God, if you don't have intimacy with God, and God kept on saying, "I'm calling you, come unto me, I'm calling you, come unto me," there is nothing God can do except for you to make a decision. I pray that you make a decision for the Lord and for Him alone in Jesus' name. Brethren, anybody may tell you there is a breakaway, may break away somewhere. Anybody may tell you that you can get the glory, you can have the fame somewhere. But without you having it in Christ Jesus, everything, there is nothing in it. Any man cannot give you. Anybody cannot give you. Even your parents sometimes cannot give you. It is only God that can give you. And I pray that God, you come unto God and you have total intimacy with Him and you reap from Him in Jesus' name. He said that we have the principles of the law of God, understanding and application of His word, the application of the precepts of God, of the ordinances of God, and you engage the application of God. This will give you a long way to go in having a relationship and in sharing in the glory of God, in advancing the glory of God in this kingdom. You need that. Then we have another one, which is by lineage or by covenant. By lineage or by covenant. That is, if you are related to somebody who carries a covenant of God, there is possibility that the glory of God will follow you. Praise the Lord. This is what we are saying. All the descendants of Abraham, the Israelites, as we read the other time in Deuteronomy chapter 7 and chapter 9, we talked about them not being the largest number. We talk about them not being the most righteous. But there's one thing that allows the glory of God to always follow them. That is the covenant God has with Abraham. He says in Genesis chapter 12 that I will bless you. I will bless your children. Genesis chapter 12. Sorry. I think chapter 14. God called Abraham. I will bring it out. I wrote it down somewhere. It says, in chapter 12, verse 3, it says, "I will bless them that bless thee. I will curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall the families of the heart be blessed." Who? The families of the heart. And he said in verse 2, "I will make thee a great nation. I will bless them. I will bless thee and make thy name great. And you shall be a blessing." Praise the Lord. Then God said, "That anybody that come out of him shall be blessed." That is, all the children of Israel, they came out of Abraham. They were descendants of Abraham. And God proposed in his mind that he was going to bless them. And there's nobody can curse any man that God has blessed. The glory of God, the Lord, show forth in their life because God was always with them. You too, you are a covenant child because you belong to Jesus Christ. You may say, "My father is not Abraham," but you have the descendants of Abraham in the spiritual realm because Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, came from Abraham. And you too, you have a relationship with God through our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have the covenant of Jesus Christ, the covenant that makes us to be who we are. The only thing he wants us to do is to hold onto that covenant. Are you going to hold on to that covenant? If you hold on to the covenant and you advance your life in him, then you will carry the glory, and the glory will be for you. Praise the Lord. The glory is for the advancement of growth and increase in God's glory. Now, and the next one is that you require the foundation to make God everything in your life. We talk about connecting with God. The next one is making God the first in your life. You cannot make God the second. You cannot decide outside God's will, and you want him to be everything in your life. Don't make God the omega if God is not the alpha. Make sure that God comes into your life. God comes into whatever you do. Brethren, you are a student, you want to go to class. Make God number one. Make sure that God directs your path, even from the moment of your admission. Don't say, because everybody is rushing to medicine, it's medicine I want to do. Pray and ask God to lead you. Don't let your parents, I'm not saying that your parents cannot take a decision, but tell them that you want them to prayerfully pray along with you to make the right decision. Even when you are in school, make God number one in everything you do. Brother, you want to move on in life. You want to go to the next stage of your life. And you see the outside thing. You see the things that are rosy. And you believe that that is where God is leading you. It may not be. Ask God, Father, what do you want me to do? Where do you want me to start from? Where do you want me to go exactly? When you have the leading of God, the glory of God will surely follow you. Don't be too spiritual to forget the place of God in all that you do, in everything that you lay your hands upon. You want to start a business? Let God be the one to direct you on how to go about the business, on the type of business to start, on where you want to start from, on what you need to do to be able to do them. If you look at 2 Chronicles chapter 27, verse 6, the Bible talks about Jotham. Jotham seek the face of God. Jotham started with God, and God was always with him. 2 Chronicles chapter 27, verse 6. So Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord is God. He prepared his ways before who? Before the Lord is God. 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 5. Also talk about Uzziah. He said Uzziah sought the Lord, and the Lord prospered him. So Uzziah, and he sought God in the days of Zechariah. He had understanding the visions of God. As long as he sought the Lord made him to prosper. As long as you seek God, brethren, the Lord will make you to prosper. Also in 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 2, talk about King Asher. King Asher says, if he seeks the Lord will prosper his way. I pray that the Lord will prosper your way in Jesus' name. I said the Lord will prosper your way in Jesus' name. The next one is the value of our spiritual connection. Our spiritual connection with God. All the physical things that we see that exist, they only exist because of the spiritual backing that drives them. You see the oceans, they are driven by the word of God. You see the hearts, they are driven by the word of God. Your life must be driven by the power of God. Your life must be driven by those things that God has given unto you, by the power in the word of God. For you to dominate in this world, for you to advance in God's glory, for you to advance in his kingdom, you must connect to the spiritual. You must connect to that thing that will make you. You must connect to the God who is the foundation of everything for you. For you to excel in his glory, you must connect to the supernatural. You must do that which is extraordinary. You must go higher for the Lord. You must seek the face of the Lord. You must find a place of God in everything that you do. In everything, even if everything fails, brethren, cling unto God, because God will never fail. I have never seen God failing. I have never seen God disappointing. I have never seen God going back on his word. It is only you that can make it to happen, only by clinging unto the Lord. The Lord did it in the life of many people. The Lord did it in the life of Joseph. His brethren thought that they could overturn his glory. The Lord made his glory to shine forth, and he overcame them. The Lord did it in the life of David. The Lord can do it also in your life. And only what he's asking for is that just follow me. Just seek my face. Just find a place in me, and I will do it for you in Jesus' name. I pray that the Lord will do it for you in everything that you do. that you lay your hands upon in the name of Jesus. Another principle is clearly defining your vision and mission of accomplishment. Clearly defining your vision and mission of accomplishment. Brethren, if you want to advance in God's glory, you must have a blueprint upon which you want to advance the glory. A blueprint of everything. Once you want to do anything at all, there's something that you call a blueprint. In research methodology, research design should be number one in your methodology, because it's a blueprint upon which you are going to design, upon which you are going to carry out everything that you want to do. You want to build a house, you must have a draft of how you are going to build the house, the length, the breadth, where the toilet will be, where the kitchen will be, everything, the walkway, the bedroom, the sitting room. So you also, your vision and mission of accomplishment is the things that you have must map out, that you must have, so that God's glory can be properly advanced in everything that you do. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah said that, God, I cannot do it. But brethren, I want you to know that, as Jeremiah said in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11, God said that he has preordained him. Before he was born, before he was formed in his mother's womb, he knew him. In verse 5, he said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the mother's womb, I sanctify you. I ordain you to be a prophet unto nations. And in verse 10, he says, see, I have set thee this day over the nations. Say, God has set me over nations. God has set me over kingdoms. He has set me to root out. He has set me to pull down. He has set me to destroy. He has set me to throw down. He has set me to build. And he has set me to plant. He has set you to show forth his glory. He has set you to move forth the word of God in this world of decadence, in this world, this perverse nation. God has set you, brethren, but you need the vision. That vision must be clearly written down. The ability to see things as they should be from God's standing point, from how God sees it. Jeremiah did not see himself the way God saw him, but God saw in him ability. God saw in him power. God saw in him enablement. God saw in him somebody that is able to root out, somebody that is able to build, somebody that is able to plant. Say, I can plant. You can plant. You can go beyond what Nigeria is saying. Don't look at petrol, it's also amount. Don't look at this is the amount of flour, or amount of food. But look at yourself as being above all of them. Look at what God is saying concerning you, that no matter what, I'm going to show forth my glory in your life, and God is going to do so in Jesus' name. Brethren, I say God is going to do so in Jesus' name. To be able to do that, you need the spiritual eyes. You will pray that God will help you to see with the spiritual eyes. You must call that with the spiritual eyes to be able to understand the things of God, the hand of God, the worthiness of God, the glory of God, and be able to have the perception of what goes on around you, of when God is telling you, of what the Holy Spirit is ministering to you. Because sometimes when we are praying, you must also have the mind of perception to be able to perceive what God is telling you at any time. Don't let anything slip away. Because as you are marking out the blueprint, you need to mark out the blueprint with the leading of the Holy Spirit. God will tell you, do this. God will tell you, don't do this. He will direct you in the path of righteousness. And he will show forth his way in your life in Jesus' name. Brethren, when you are looking at this, you have to allow yourself to be led by the Holy Spirit. See yourself beyond where you are. This will lead to your advancement. Don't look at the physical. Lot look at the physical. He look at the fertile ground. He look at the leolora. He look at the place that is good, that is green. But God made Abraham to see into the spiritual. God, what Lot cannot see with ordinary eyes, God made Abraham to see it. Abraham said, just take your own. And he allowed him to take his own. Maybe they are taking positions in your place. And they say, people have taken the best. And you think, oh, this is the one they are giving to me. Don't worry. That which you think that is left over. The one that you think that people are not picking. maybe that is the one that God wants to use to lift you up. And I pray that God will make you to go beyond the ordinary where you are in Jesus' name. All you need to do is, God, what do you want me to do with this position? What do you want me to do with this leftover? Abraham sought God, and God said, well, after Lot has taken his own, Abraham now went to the other part. The Lord turned it to Eleolora for him. I pray that everything that is Ashale in your life, the Lord will turn them to good things for you in Jesus' name. The Lord will turn them to fertile ground for you in Jesus' name. God says you can be the CEO, and then you are looking for some work from somebody. Until God pushes you to start that which he has proposed in your life, brethren, it will not stop. And I pray that God will not stop concerning your life in Jesus' name. God will make it clearer for you in Jesus' name. Only allow him to lead. Allow God to lead in everything that you do through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit so that you'll be able to do it. And I do not allow lackadaisical attitude. Don't be lackadaisical about it. Don't procrastinate. Sometimes some ideas will come to you. And you say, I want to meet one idea, and yes, you don't know. You are pushing it away. You don't know whether the idea is what God wants to use as a starting point for you. Immediately it comes to you, take your Bible and write it down. And then begin to expand on it, begin to pray about it. Because when God is going to come, well, when God is showing, leading you in the path, he will not come and say, sit down, on a bind. No. Sometimes it comes as a still small voice. Sometimes it comes as a pinch, like a pinch of salt, that will drop, to just drop in your spirit man. And then you have to tap it and pick it up. And when you tap it and pick it up, God will expand it for you in the name of Jesus. And the next thing is, be able to add more understanding. Quickening your eyes of understanding. Quickening your understanding spirit. That is, shedding light on what the path that you have taken. Shedding more light on that path. Adding more understanding, adding more knowledge, adding more wisdom. Adding more to what God has given to you. For you to be able to advance in God's glory. Brethren, in receiving understanding, you have to add more to your wisdom. You have to equip yourself. You have to add more skill. If you don't have understanding, you will not be able to see the path that God has given to you, even when the path is near you. Maybe you just need little skill, little additional skill. Don't be too lazy about it, brethren. Those things, the extra that you are putting in your oil, is necessary for you to be able to move higher. I always tell people, always put extra. What do I say? Please tell yourself, I will always put extra. In whatever you do, always put extra, brethren. If you are somebody of yourself, to initiate a lower, always put extra. Like for example, let me say you are a tailor, and then you so close to people. If I were you, I would put extra. What are the extra? I would go extra mile to sew some clothes that you know that are not common. That even if it is only that one that you will sew, that extra you put will attract. It's only that extra that will attract more people to you. Praise the Lord. If you are an academic, always put extra in your oil. If you're a student, always put extra. Are you following me? Always put extra in everything that you do. Always have a touch. If you are maybe you are in a business plan, always put extra. If you are among your colleagues, always put extra. The extra you put is that make sure that you are meticulous about your work. Make sure that you are meticulous about everything that you do. Make sure that in everything that you do, you give the best to your customer. Because that extra that you put, that you go extra mile, is the extra that will attract, that will make the pathway for you. Extra in everything. We talk about those bride. When they occur, you walk by day, but some people add extra oil. If you do not have extra, the day you will need the extra, you see that you do not have it. If you have certificates, always put extra, extra skill. Extra everything. Make sure that you have extra. Because that extra may be what may earn you the path to your glory. I pray that God will help you to be able to add extra in Jesus' name. I said God will help you to add extra in Jesus' name. In extra part, make sure you seek for the truth. Make sure you develop yourself. Acquire the needed skill. Always go for this best. Spiritually, seek the truth from the word of God. Seek the truth from the word of God. Seek the pathway from the word of God. Seek illumination from the word of God. He said, your word is a light unto my path and the lamp unto my feet. The word of God will give you illumination. Sometimes when you are reading the word, when you dip yourself in the word, there will be the leading of the Holy Spirit. God will speak to you through your word, through his word. The word at that time, at the moment, God will give you the solution to the problem that is before you. Don't allow the enemy to have any negative stronghold on you. Don't allow the enemy to have any place in you. When the glory of God is on your life, don't allow the enemy to steal the glory from you, brethren. Because there is a way the enemy searches, he puts such light in people's life and say, this one, Momagba glory and be. And he too, as you are planning, the enemy too is planning. But don't fall prey into the hand of the enemy. I pray that God will help you in the name of Jesus, that your light may shine and the light of God will be drawn unto you in Jesus' name. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, it says, shine forth. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Your light has come today. Your light has come in this present moment for you to advance the glory of God. Please go to verse 3. Verse 3 says, the Gentiles will come to your light. The Gentiles will come to your light. The kings to your brightness. Say, the Gentiles will come to my light. The Gentiles will come to my glory. The king will come to my brightness. But you have to shine forth the light. You cannot but shine forth the light of God in your life. If you do not shine forth the light of God, then how will they see it? If you shine, the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 5, it says, no. If you shine forth the light, you have to put the light on top so that people can see it and the glory of God will be revealed upon your life. Brethren, this morning, as we round up, I pray that as you submit to God in his word, as you submit to God in prayers, because you need prayers, you need faith, you need hanging on God, you need total connectivity with God before you can shine for the glory. If you do not connect to God, if you do not connect with the source, you cannot shine forth. In light, when you switch off the light, if there is a connection anywhere, if there is a break in the line of the light, then the line cannot shine forth. But if there is no break, then the line will shine forth. Then finally now, let's quickly look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 40 and 41. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it talks about different types of glory. The glory that you are shining forth. What type of glory do you want to shine forth? What type of glory do I want to shine forth? He said, there is also celestial bodies, there are bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is one. There is one glory of the sun, there is one glory of the moon, there is another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another in glory. Brethren, what type of glory do you want to shine forth? Is it the glory of the moon? Is it the glory of the sun? Is it the glory of the star? The glory that you are advancing is the glory of God. The glory that you are advancing is the glory that God will show forth in your life. He just wants to use you as a vessel of honor, through which he will shine forth his glory into this world. Are you ready for that glory? Will you release yourself? Will you allow God to shine forth his glory in you? Everything that God doeth, he does them perfectly. If you can only allow God, the glory that God will shine forth in your life will be glory that will move, the glory that will shine forth. Brethren, in the place of prayer, you call forth your glory. You call for those things that are not to be, that they might come to be. Because God has given you power in your mouth. God has given you power in everything that you say, that when you call it forth, it comes forth. Are you ready to call it forth? Are you ready to stand on the firm of God? Are you ready to stand on the power of God? Are you ready to, when you call them forth, then there will be action. Action will follow. Ezekiel called forth. He says, speak unto the dry bones, not until he speak. Then there was a noise. Brethren, if you do not speak, there cannot be noise. If you do not speak, the glory will not move. If you don't speak, then there won't be action. You need to speak. You need to lighten the path. You need to call forth. Let us rise up on our feet as we pray. Let us rise up on our feet as you pray. I want you to submit yourself unto the Lord. Say, Father, have your way in me. 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 Before we go into other prayers, first of all, I want you to connect to God. If you are not connected to God, you cannot receive of his glory. If you are not connected to God, you cannot receive of his glory. If you are not connected to God, you cannot be part of his own. Say, Father, Lord, where I have disconnected from you, I reconnect. Father, I reconnect. I want you to reconnect back to God. Say, Father, I reconnect back to you. Oluwa, I reconnect back to you. Father, 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 I reconnect back to you. Be reconnecting back to God. 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 Be reconnecting back to God so that I can shine forth his glory in your life. Be reconnecting back to God so that I can shine forth his glory in your life. So that I can make way for you. So that I can make way for you. Be reconnecting back to God.
Brakaska pashi papa papa pa ringe gegege. Romo mokoske poposke pokoshim polingo renda kaska pasha palaba randa kakaska pashi telibaba randa koske poska pasha talaba. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your eyes. I want us to go back to the text of the message of today, advancing God's glory. Go back to 1 Samuel chapter 12 verse 6. 1 Samuel chapter 12 verse 6. I just want to say one or two things and connect it to some other part of this service, and then we'll go to random. And Samuel said unto the people, it is who? That advanced Moses and Aaron, that brought your fathers up out of the land of Egypt. In 1 minute, let me say something about this. If you put this in historical perspective, the people of Israel were going through a time of uncertainty. At that time, they had just enthroned a king. The king after their heart. The king they demanded for. The king they wanted. The thing they loved as it were. Then they had an helper who was Samuel. Somebody they could run to for help. Somebody they could go to for guidance. But at this time, Samuel was about going away. So their physical source of guidance, of advice, of succor, as it were, was going away. And the king they had was facing the garrison of Philistines. If you look at that time, he was fighting wars. So he had to contend with the garrison of Philistines. He had not yet settled. And therefore, people were in a strait, in a difficult situation. And Samuel told them, don't think about the king. Is he fighting battles? Don't worry about me. I'm about leaving you. But there is one who can always be depending upon. He said, it is the Lord. That advanced Moses. Moses didn't just advance. Moses was not a champion. Moses was not a hero. The advanced Moses and Aaron, they were not superman beings. That if you can hold on to this God, as he advanced them, he will advance you. What does that mean? Irrespective of what the battle the king is fighting, irrespective of whether the physical source of support is there, but God, when he's ready to advance you, nobody can hold you down. The king represented the government. And Samuel represented the people that maybe might be your father, maybe your mother, maybe your, or might be your pastor. But then God is the one that advances. This morning, God will advance you. Stop talking. wondering about the king. Stop wondering about Samuel. The only problem you have, if you have challenge with God. And if you look at the passage I will use for the round of worship this morning, Luke chapter 23, verse 17, say, of a necessity. At the time of necessity, there will be a release. When you have God, God that advanced Moses, God that advanced Aaron, and you have a necessity, that God will ensure a release. You have a necessity for survival. You have a necessity for progress. You are never at the time of necessity. God will ensure a release. But then, remember, if you also look at where we read, Numbers chapter 33, that's where we open the service. Numbers 33, verse 54. Please project the B. Numbers 33, verse 54, B. And I'm going to read the last part. Every man's inheritance shall be in the place where his lot falls. Your inheritance shall be in your place where your lot falls. My own lot is in the Lord. My own lot is the Lord. So the problem you may have is when they don't stay in the place of their lots. They cannot get their portion. Because you have to get your portion by staying in the place where your inheritance is located. And Psalm 92 verse 13. What does it say? Open it. Project it. Psalm 93 verse 13. Psalm 92 verse 13. Quickly, Psalm 92, verse 13. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. Many people run away because of situations. Many people are no longer interested in serving God because of difficulty. But this is where your lot is. This is where you can get your own. You are still talking about the king. You are still worried about somewhere. You don't know it's the God that advances. This morning, any area of your necessity, God will occasionally release. Amen. What we need to do this month, this is the time we even need to hold on to God anymore. Because Saul is fighting with the garrison of Philistine. And until he settles with the garrison of Philistine, he will not be able to do what he needs to do for the people. And Samuel was no longer, I won't say, it's not that it's not reliable, but it's a passing phase. But your inheritance, my inheritance, is where? It's in the law. And the law is saying, out of a necessity, there must be a... If you are a child of God, if I am a child of God, and we stand with him, and we hold unto him, and we serve him, at the time of necessity, God will occasionally release it. So this morning, lift your hands unto the Lord and speak unto God. The Lord, my inheritance is in you. I stand in the place of my lot because my lot is in the Lord. You are God that advanced Moses. You are God that advanced Aaron. Advance me. Now begin to pray. Any area where you want God to advance you, any area where you just have about 2 minutes for me to run all this prayer and I go to take my seat. God that advanced Moses. Let me tell you, at the time God was advancing Moses and Aaron, situation was not conducive for advancement. Do you know that? Situation was not conducive for advancement, but God had that inconducive, inconvenient, terrible, difficult situation advanced Moses, advanced Aaron. God had advanced Moses and Aaron in spite of the terrible situation. God advanced me, irrespective of what's going on in the country, irrespective of what's going on globally, irrespective of what is going on in the world, because you did not depend upon the prevailing situation and circumstances before you advance Moses, before you advance Aaron. That said, God, I am calling upon you today. Advance me, advance my cause, advance my destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, speak, cry, pray, demand, place a demand on the grace of God this morning regarding this man's katalaba. De super papa shinteliba. Rente keke simple po simple nigo. When God was advancing Moses, Pharaoh did not want them to go. Even the Israelites were in doubt whether it was going to work. But God advanced them. God advanced Moses. God advanced Aaron. Advance me this morning in every area. Advance my family. Advance my purpose. Advance my destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. Advance my ministry in the mighty name of Jesus. Advance Cedar generation, gospel outreach in the mighty name of Jesus. Manska palaba, skapapa shantalaba, ranga sapalaga shantaliba. In the mighty name of Jesus. The second prayer, and after that, we'll go to round up. The time of necessity. God occasionally. Now ask God now. What are your area of necessity? Where you need the release? And what kind of release it? Your own necessity might be health. You need good health. You are sick. Your own necessity might be in the area of marriage. Your own necessity might be in the area of your career. Your next might be area of your business. It might be your study. It might be your family. It might be your finances. It might be a step you're about to take. What is that necessity that is staring you in the face? At the time of necessity, there must be. Now ask God, let there be a release in area of my necessity. Lord God, right now, 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 let there be a release in my area of necessity in the mighty name of Jesus. Man satalaba rente ke pos katalaba ska ibrakash katalaba randa kaska palaba rense ke popo. Lord, let there be a release in my area of necessity. Yes, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Manga satalaba ska paula besupa bansa talaba Ransike ponga basita laba ragagusa papa lenseke ponda laba be misoke be midide familo wasoke kinga jua yelo ogo ayemi jeku yo jade ha. Familo wasoke, mama jeko kwe. Bemi soke, bemi dide. Familo wasoke, kinga jua yelo, ogu ayemi, jeko yo jade. Baba, familo wasoke, mama jeko kwe. Baby, Heavenly Father, the King of Glory, the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron, and established his purpose in their lives. Lord, this morning we cry unto you. Advance us in every area of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. When you advance Moses and Aaron, situation physically speaking was difficult. It was not convenient. But you went about the difficulties and the negative environment and advanced their cause. Lord, this morning, irrespective of what people are saying, irrespective of what's happening around us, irrespective of the global situation or economy or politics, Lord God, advance our cause, advance our destiny, advance our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, the Bible says of a necessity there must be a release. Our Father and our God, because we are of you, we are your own. You know our areas of necessity. I pray for everyone this morning. Those who are in this service and those who are joining online, lift your right hand unto the Lord. Whether you are online, whether you are here. Father, whatever may be the area of necessity of every hand that is lifted unto you, the Father, that is lifted unto the throne of grace, that is lifted unto Trinity. Father, let there be a divine release in the mighty name of Jesus. Let there be a divine release in the mighty name of Jesus. Let there be a divine release in the mighty name of Jesus. You said the inheritance of every man shall be the place of his lot. Father, our lot is in you. Release our portion to us. Release our divine allocation to us. Release our divine blessing to us. Release our divine advancement to us. Release our divine provision to us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your servant that you forced this morning. Let there be a new release upon our life, upon our home, upon our career, upon our family, upon our destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we have prayed.